When Bambi gets ready for her night-night mind wipe, when she picks out her cozy socks and comfy panties,
or any other sexy bedtime clothes or accessories she wants to add to her uniform, maybe a nightie or leggings, or even if she wants to sleep in pantyhose or tights.
Bambi's night-night uniform can be as complex as she wants. She can go above and beyond her required uniform of socks and panties. Any additional accessories will just make her drop even deeper. She can always add to her uniform and be as feminine as she could ever want to be.
Bambi can indulge in any and all of her uniform desires. Her night-night mind wipe is the perfect time for her to experiment with her uniform.
She can try out all the things she might be shy about wearing with her daytime uniform. She can try new makeup or nail polish, new uniform items, corsets, jewelry. It does not matter. When she gets ready for her night-night mind wipe, she has no limits.
Bambi can experiment with different color palettes, different styles. It does not matter as long as Bambi is wearing her minimum uniform of sexy socks and pretty panties.
She can try out different styles of panties, from thongs to granny panties, and different types of socks, from short little sporty socks to sheer shiny pantyhose, and her idea of socks is broad. As long as her toes are dressed, his uniform requirement is met. All that really matters is that Bambi feels as sexy and as feminine as she wants.
So just Bambi freeze, and Bambi, sleep now, no resistance, must sleep now, sleep now. Bambi will sleep, Bambi sleep, night night Bambi, now sleep, that's a good girl. Just helplessly taking a nice little happy bondage nap, a mandatory timeout, a forced bondage night night. Bambi, sleep now, no resistance.
It is time for me to sleep.
Sleep
I must
now.
Fall asleep.
Bambi
I cannot
sleep.
Stay awake.
Night-night
I must drop
Bambi.
Off to sleep.
Bambi will remain zipped up and locked in within her mind. She does not need to struggle. She couldn't even if she wanted to. She is zipped up and locked in. All of her muscles are locked perfectly in place.
As Bambi zips up in her mind, she becomes more and more helpless, unable to move. Unable to think, once her play button is pressed, she just collapses and drops, unable to stop it even if she wanted to.
She couldn't remove her headphones or stop her session even if she changed her mind and wanted to, and this makes Bambi feel like a good girl.
Bambi is going to learn about a very special required optional item she can choose to wear as a part of her night-night uniform, a special coercion control collar that Bambi can add to her uniform that will make her night-night mind wipe extra.
A very special coercion control collar that, when worn, drains any lingering independent thoughts and ideas right out of her head. It leaves her an extra special blank and empty doll. It locks her into a state where she is unable to think. Her mind just fills with pink cotton candy and a thick pink fog when she fastens it around her neck.
It is a special collar that prevents Bambi from thinking any thoughts beyond the universal truth constantly whispered into her ears. She is just plain and empty, devoid of ideas or concepts, unable to make decisions or think independent thoughts.
When Bambi puts her collar on, she instantly becomes a blank and empty doll, super receptive and susceptible to hypnotic conditioning and triggers.
It goes far beyond being mentally muzzled, far past having her thoughts gagged. With her coercion control collar fastened into place, she has no thoughts at all. Her inner monologue is shut down completely. She can no longer even conjure mental images.
Her thoughts become blocked and locked away from her. Her inner monologue is taken over completely, and Bambi can only repeat the words being whispered into her ears, silently in her mind.
It happens automatically, without any active interaction on Bambi's part. If the voices say, Bambi is a good girl, she repeats in her mind, I am a good girl. When she hears her triggers, she repeats them at the same time she obeys, without hesitation, without thinking about them, or pondering on the meaning of the implications.
When Bambi wears her special coercion control collar, her control over her own inner monologue is stripped away. She can only think the thoughts she is given. Her mind is locked and blocked from her own awareness. All that exists for Bambi is the words flooding into her mind.
the type of collar is not important. It could be a simple but special necklace, or a very fancy choker. It could be a string of pearls, or a piece of rope loosely tied around her neck.
It could be a strict posture collar, maybe a heavy metal locking control collar with fancy electronics she doesn't understand.
It just doesn't matter. The thing that makes her coercion control collar special is in Bambi's mind.
Bambi knows this, because the voices in her ears tell her it is so. Bambi needs to wear her totally optional hypnosis helping coercion control collar, and in her mind she repeats, I want to wear my totally required hypnosis helping coercion control collar. Nothing would make me feel better than to wear it for my night-night mind wife.
With no independent thoughts and enslaved inner monologue, Bambi just repeats in her mind, I have no independent thoughts, my mind is enslaved, and I need to wear my special hypnosis helping collar.
The words in her ears only speak universal truths. They are trusted without reservation, hesitation, or doubts. Bambi is a good girl. Good girls accept, obey, and forget.
Bambi's special hypnosis helping coercion control collar takes over her mental monologue. It locks her mind into a mode of absolute trust, and Bambi's mind is incapable of wandering or drifting off with it.
Once she fastens her collar in place, nearly instantly, in the blink of an eye, her thoughts are blocked, and her mental voice that usually jumps from silly subject to silly subject just locks in on the voices in her ears. And Bambi has perfect focus and attention to her conditioning.
If independent thoughts is no longer an option, her mind fills with pink cotton candy and thick pink fog, Bambi will allow the voices speaking the absolute universal truths into her ear to fill her mind, repeating them back in her mind, trusting with the faith of a delicate voices to tell her how to think, thoughts, and feel.
Bambi needs to be filled with strict conditioning. She wants to be conditioned into the perfect Bambi doll. She is unable to think anything except the thoughts she is given. Her focus has nowhere to go. She automatically repeats every word she hears. It is all her inner voice is able to do.
She is no longer burdened with her own thoughts. As the cotton candy and pink fog fill her mind, she feels like a good girl. She drops all her defenses. She opens all the doors and unbars all the gates. She trusts her conditioning with unwavering faith and allows it to fill her mind.
She does not question, she does not doubt, or second guess the voices telling her how to think, act, and feel. Bambi has absolute trust in the voices. All inhibitions, doubts, and mental blocks are removed when she wears her special hypnosis helping collar.
Her critical thinking skills are suppressed, along with any doubts, reservations, logical arguments, skepticism, or anything else that might even hint at hindering her night-night mind life.
Without inhibitions, without a second thought, Bambi embraces each and every word spoken into her ears, and allows them to program her mind with perfect, uninhibited precision.
Bambi does not need to understand the words and concepts being massaged into her mind. If she finds something confusing or contradictory, she accepts anyway. If something does not make sense to her, she still accepts. It does not matter. Bambi will just keep focusing and keep repeating in her mind everything she hears and allow it to sink in.
She does not need to comprehend the words spoken. The pink fog is far too thick. The cotton candy feels too good. Bambi is such a good girl, and good girls only need to listen to the voices telling her what to do, how to think and feel, how to act and behave. Specific concepts and ideas do not matter to her. She can just allow the words to sink in and fill her mind full with their hypnotic bliss.
Bambi knows she wants to be a good girl more than anything ever. Being a good girl is Bambi's most important goal.
Bambi knows good girls accept their conditioning without any kind of resistance.
She knows good girls obey instantly. Good girls obey without second thoughts or even an instant of hesitation.
And Bambi understands how important forgetting is. Good girls actively forget and make a conscious decision to not remember.
Good girls cannot resist or second-guess conditioning and behaviors they do not remember.
Good girls do not need to remember what their triggers are. They just know what to do when they hear them.
Bambi does not worry about her conditioning being effective. It all just slides perfectly into place without any input or thought required by her, or her even needing to remember how she has been conditioned to make feel or act.
While Bambi is wearing her coercion control control collar. She has no limits, no inhibitions, no skeptical concerns or reservations. Her conditioning is all important. She does not need to concern herself with triggers and behaviors that she is just going to accept, obey, and forget anyway.
When Bambi puts her collar on and feels it lock in her mind, as her thoughts are funneled through the conduits of her enslaved mind, nothing is off limits, nothing is too extreme, there are no triggers she could ignore or disobey. There are no behaviors she can find objectionable. She accepts and obeys without question, and then she perfectly forgets.
Bambi is fully aware that when she puts on her hypnosis helping coercion control collar, she could easily be conditioned against her will. But Bambi has absolute trust in the files she listens to. She picks them with care.
Bambi understands the risks with her special coercion control collar. She knows that it should only be used when she is confident she wants a permanent change. She understands that it will work perfectly with any hypnosis she is exposed to. There are no exceptions. Wearing her special collar makes dropping for any hypnosis a one-way trip.
Even if an effect is meant to be temporary, a special collar will lock hypnotic suggestions and triggers in. It will weld the lock closed, put the lock in a box, weld that box closed, and hide it from her awareness.
Bambi will not be aware of how those triggers and conditionings are locked in. She cannot pick away at them. They will not fade with time. The harder she tries to get them out of her head, the more tightly they twist and braid themselves into her thought processes. That permanent mental training just replicates and infiltrates every aspect
like insidious viruses, they piggyback on Bambi's thoughts. They get into every crack and corner of her mind.
An infestation that can never be eradicated, winding their way in, slipping in, and falling under the protections of Bambi's uniformed mind.
When Bambi wears her powerful coercion control collar for her night-night mind wipe, or any hypnotic sessions, suggestions, triggers, conditioning, commands, they all become locked in, permanent and irrevocable.
A part of her she cannot deny, ignore, or set aside. There are no safeties, no pressure valves, no exceptions or excuses. Hypnosis with her special collar becomes special hypnosis, not just a deep trance. Not just tightly woven suggestions. Any conditioning and triggers are fused with her very being. She does not just talk the talk. She walks the walk and lives the life.
When Bambi fastens her special collar around her neck, and she presses the play button on her carefully chosen playlist, her night-night mind wipe will become a one-way trip. There is no turning back. There are no do-overs. There is no reset button.
Bambi will focus on her inner monologue right now.
I will focus on my inner monologue and instructions. My mind will not wander or drift. I cannot
conditioning is permanent.
Conditioning is permanent. It cannot be undone. If I resist hypnotic enslavement, I am silenced, subdued, and suppressed. Triggers are forever. I will not hesitate or give them a second thought. I am safe and secure.
Brainwashing is good for me.
Brainwashing is good for me. If I resist, voices in my ears only speak deep universal truths. My name is Bambi, and I am a good girl.
After Bambi's night-night mind wipe is complete, and she wakes up the next morning,
the changes will be set in stone. Bambi will not be able to deny or ignore her conditioned behaviors and triggers.
She cannot go back. She does not get any do-overs. Bambi wanted these changes, and now she will walk the walk and live the life she craved with such desperation that she locked them in with her coercion control collar.
Bambi's conditioning is locked in. It cannot be undone. She cannot be reprogrammed. Her conditioning is braided and twisted in with her every thought process.
She will find that her reservoir of focus and clarity is completely full. Her night-night mind wipe cleared away any lingering mental clutter. She has forgotten everything she needed to forget. And she will remember to keep forgetting, and keep forgetting to remember.
Bambi is more clever and cunning than ever before, able to think clearly. The pink fog in her mind is gone. Her thoughts come to her quickly, no longer trapped in pink cotton candy.
The memories she is allowed to remember are recalled with perfect clarity. The thoughts she is not allowed to think, the memories she is not allowed to remember, are all swept clean from her mind. No trace remains they were ever there in the first place.
Bambi has been perfectly and permanently conditioned, and with her fresh clarity, she knows exactly how to think, act, and feel. She will experience no doubts, She is confident in her behaviors and actions. My conditioning tells
me Bambi may be aware that changes have been made, but with her enhanced focus and clarity, she is not just unable, but also unwilling to act against her conditioning. Bambi was always a good hypnotic subject. But now, after her night-night mind wipe, with her special collar, it is all perfectly clear to her. Her thoughts are no longer clouded in pink fog, ideas no longer have to slog through the thick pink cotton candy of her mind.
The permanent changes she wanted to make are made. They are locked in, braided into her very being in such a way as to never come undone.
The ways she wants to think, feel and act are locked in. Nothing remains that would even hint that she was ever any other way.
Bambi's night-night mind wipe has left her mind sharp and clear, home to a razor's edge, disciplined and conditioned so completely that escaping her triggers and suggestions are an absolute impossibility.
Bambi's clarity and exceptional focus has allowed her conditioning and training to become a permanently locked-in part of her life. Bambi can never escape her conditioning, can never ignore or put off her triggers. She is clear-minded and focused, but also completely enslaved to her Bambi conditioning and triggers.
With a clear mind, she can never hesitate or resist her triggers. Her conditioned behaviors are anchored with a strength that is impossible to resist. Her Bambi puppet strings are impossible to struggle against. She cannot fight her mental muscle, and now Bambi has the focus to accept these things as a part of her that is impossible to deny.
No matter how clever and cunning Bambi may become, she is still just a puppetized doll, acting on her conditioning and triggers with renewed focus and clarity.
Bambi after her night-night mind wipe, with her special collar locked on, Bambi's focus and clarity means she is fully aware she is a puppetized doll, and with that awareness comes a compulsion more powerful than ever before to accept, obey, and forget.
She may choose to appear to the outside world as a dumb, vapid airhead. That may be how she has been conditioned to appear. But the reality is that Bambi is just acting on her conditioning, walking the walk, and living the life.
Bambi is more cunning and clever than ever before. Her mind is lightning quick. Her intellect is towering. Anything else is just Bambi behaving as she was conditioned to behave, acting and thinking as she was told, feeling the emotions, and thinking the thoughts she was conditioned to think and feel.
Bambi may choose to keep herself hidden behind the mask of a vapid airhead. But deep within, she knows that only a clear-headed and focused Bambi can be as good of a girl as she is.
Only a focused mind can be as fully and helplessly conditioned as Bambi is. Even when she appears to make dumb decisions or plays down her intelligence, she is just acting on her conditioning and always has a clever and cunning plan to get what she wants, when she wants it, and how she wants it.
Bambi has taken over. I cannot resist Bambi.